It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Chris Martinez.
Woohoo! Hey guys, welcome back to Money for Lunch. My first guest is Jennifer Lobianco, co-owner and chief strategist chief strategic officer. Man, my lips are wearing out. Eightfold Marketing delivering strategic direction and innovative creative ideas to diverse clients off and on the web. From traditional to digital media, from B2C to B2B clients. Jennifer Lobianco, welcome to Money for Lunch.
Hi, thank you very much. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right, so let's walk through here. I want to talk real quickly about getting ready for 2014. What should businesses focus on for growth? Give me your thoughts.
Okay, and that's a great question because obviously at the beginning of the year, everybody's now running around trying to figure out what to do if they haven't already planned last year. And what I tell all of my clients or prospective clients that I talk to, it's really about not looking at tactics and execution, but really taking a step back and thinking about strategy. And as marketers, we always say to start there first, but it's easy for people to get wrapped up in, I need leads, I need traffic, I need business, I need to get going. But if you don't have a good strategic plan and a sound plan, you're not going to get any traction. So I think I would say to anyone, if you haven't done so in a while, look at your customer, your industry, your competitors. Competitors change all the time, so you really need to, you know, check them every 6 months. And also, do a quick survey with your, if you haven't done it in a while, with your current customers, with dropped customers, people that you haven't seen in a while, and potential customers. And you can do all that easily, you know, with online surveys and purchasing lists. But I would say, so the biggest thing for 2014, start with understanding where you're going before you start a bunch of tactics that you don't know what's going to happen with them.
Okay, so let me ask you here. If I'm your client and you say, hey, Bert, you need to figure out where you're going, you need to set up a strategy, where do I start doing that?
The first thing is really talking to, if you don't know your customer profile, talk to your customers and understand the demographics and the psychographics that make up your customer. So why did they choose to be your customer? Who else did they, what customer were they before they came to you? What other products did they vet? You need to know as much as you can about your customer first before you can set direction for anything. And then look at your competitors. What's the landscape? What are they doing in the industry? And that really is how you start your strategy and you develop a profile. Because then all your marketing tactics and recommendations are going to be set to match who you're going after, of course.
Right, right. And let me ask you this. With your experience, do you come across people who, A, do not know who their audience or their customers really are and therefore don't really know how to reach them? Does that happen quite often?
Yeah, that happens a lot, and that happens even with clients that have been around for 50 years. They think they know who their customer is because they've been doing business for so long, but oftentimes when you actually go out to the marketplace and ask questions about a specific service or industry or product, you ask people about, you know, who's in the marketplace, who's the leader in a specific industry, and, you know, someone's name might not come up that's been around for 50 years because they haven't marketed to them. So a lot of times customers don't know who their customer, a lot of times clients don't know who their customer are, and they definitely don't know how they've changed over the years. Your customer, you know, 20 years ago is very much different than your customer today.
Right, right. And it's amazing. I agree with everything you said. I mean, there's so many people that, first of all, I see this happen with, let's say, young, unsophisticated newbies who think that everybody is their customer, right? Isn't that like one of the big myths? Everybody's my customer. Everybody's going to want my product or service. The reality is it's the opposite, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of times people don't, especially someone that's just starting off, people don't want to put themselves in a certain box or a certain niche because they feel like they're giving up business. And that's really, can't be all things to all people, right? Most people don't have a product that is selling to the masses. So it's good to identify the target market because you actually will get more out of the fewer people and the quality of the prospects and the quality of the customers than going after the masses. Because once you start with that, you know, general type of messaging, if you're not in that type of business, it's a lot of waste and you're not going to drive the traffic that you want. You're not going to get the ROI you want.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I think that one of the big myths out there started by Waldo Emerson, was it Robert Waldo? No, who's that guy? Something Emerson. Waldo Robert Emerson Waldo. Somebody, right? Who is it?
The poet, Ralph Waldo.
So the myth of it. That's it, Ralph, that's it. So his big myth, his big lie that somebody bought into, that if you build a better mousetrap widget service, that the world will be the path to your door. And it's absolutely a myth. You might have the world's greatest product, but if you don't know how to market it, if you don't know how to get it out there, if you don't know where you're, you know, how to connect with your customers, it's dead.
Oh, exactly. And I think a lot of people just follow, you know, a lot of people just follow the trends as well. Like for social media, for example, everybody's like, I need to be on Facebook, I need to be on Twitter because everybody else is. Well, it might not be at all the right thing to do for your business. It might not have anything to do with your business. Especially, you know, everybody's still trying to figure out if you are a consumer brand or consumer business, how you really market yourself on social media. But if you're a business-to-business service, it's much harder to market yourself on something like a Facebook. So obviously in that case, you turn to something like a LinkedIn where it makes absolute sense if you're a B2B customer. You need to be there. You need to be on LinkedIn. You need to be probably getting training on LinkedIn to really mine that data, understand the people that are there. I mean, there's a statistic that says people are 7 times more likely to read a LinkedIn email than any other email. And, you know, so you know people are really finding that credible. In the B2B world. But if you are targeting mothers or you're targeting women, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, things of that nature that are, you know, very social, very reactive to video and visuals, you might want to go in that space. So that's something really that you have to also look at very closely before you just start going everywhere.
Right, right. All right, so Jennifer, hold on a second. I got to take a quick commercial break and pay some bills, and then we're going to be right back talking with Jennifer Bofianco about you and your marketing right after this.
Did you bring the camera phone?
I did.
Do you want to go first?
I've been waiting for this all day.
Okay, this is Phil.
I'm Stacy.
Introducing Chase Quick Deposit. Just photograph the front and back of your check using the Chase mobile app on your iPhone and hit send.
You want this? So cool.
This is so cool.
You want this? Yeah.
Okay.
Make a deposit from anywhere, anytime with your iPhone.
Mr. and Mrs. Walker, why would they send my parents a check?
Chase what matters.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
Hey, guys, we are back. We're talking about you and your business. Specifically, we're talking about some marketing strategies with Strategic Officer from Eightfold Marketing, Jennifer Bofianco. All right, so we just finished talking about social media and which one is going to be right for you. And one of the things that you said is, hey, if you're a B2B, you really should be in LinkedIn and maybe leave some of these other ones alone. Let me ask you this. Whether I'm B2B or B2C, what is your advice when using social media? Should I be spending an hour a day on social media? Should it be, 5 hours a week or whatever. What's your advice when it comes to social media?
I mean, you have to, as a brand trying to market yourself, you have to daily be looking at social media and looking at all of your sites and managing them because it's really important that obviously you're engaging with the people on the sites because they're there because they want to interact with you because it is a social network. So they want to interact with you. They want you to answer questions in real time. You really need to monitor, obviously, what's happening on those pages, whether you're allowing people to comment regularly, or you're, you know, screening them before they can comment, you need to every day be checking it out. As far as posting goes, I say to people, don't just post for the sake of posting. You need to have something to say. So a lot of times we work with clients on blogging strategies and developing content, and in that case, we might blog a couple times a week, and then in between that, just give a general post about something topical or newsworthy. But you really need to pay attention to it definitely every day.
All right. And you mentioned something on there that I also want to talk about, and that is you mentioned content. And I want to get your, you know, I want to get your thoughts on this. Everyone says content is king on the web. And obviously when we're doing a search, you know, we are looking for answers. But let's talk about this. Explain why content is king on the web. Explain that to our listeners. Walk us through this.
Okay, so content, obviously, it really helps in terms of search engine optimization. So the search engines are looking for websites that have relevant content and relevant content.
All right, looks like we're going to we had a little glitch there. And Jennifer, just stay on the line. We're going to see if we can fix it. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Geico Radio. It's savings on the radio.
Cool, Steve. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just got a free rate quote on Geico.com. Saved the time, and it only took me 5 minutes and 12 seconds. I was wondering, is that some sort of record?
That's a good question. Let's have a look.
Not quite. Someone's got you beat by 8 seconds.
Still, I mean, that's quite fast.
Well, what if I told you I only use one hand?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.
Hey, guys, we are back. We're trying to fix our little technical glitch. It's a great thing about a live show. Anything that can happen sometimes really does happen. It looks like Jennifer Lobianco's line dropped off, and we don't know if that was our side or her side, and it really doesn't matter. It's always such a... It's always such a thrill when there's really nothing you can do, and all you can do is, kind of backtrack a little bit and try to, do what I'm doing now. Anyway, so Jennifer Lobianco was talking about the importance of content, and I want to, kind of talk about this again a little bit. It looks like Jennifer is coming right back, so let's get her back in here. Jennifer?
Hi there. That's funny. Sorry about that. I don't even know my landline.
Okay.
Nothing digital either.
Well, you know what? And that's the great thing about having a live show. If it can happen, it sometimes does. There's nothing we can do about it. All right, so go ahead and finish what you're saying about the content and why it's key.
Yeah, so content is in the form of, you know, we used to always talk about content as king in the form of copy for your website, for search engine optimization, for doing searches. But it's even more important when it comes to video and it comes to being able to use your video and your blog content cross-platform. So obviously you can use it on YouTube, you could use it on your Facebook page, LinkedIn posts, embedded into press releases. Content is huge because you never know when someone's going to respond and where they're going to respond. So if you serve up valuable content continuously on different platforms, the better chance that obviously search engine results are going to be up higher and your customers are going to have various ways to respond to get in touch with you.
Yeah, I love that. And what I like about that is back to what you said earlier in the beginning of the show was having a strategy, right? And that goes back to having a strategy. So if you want to be the expert in marketing, let's say, then you're going to be posting a lot and you're going to be sharing content that has to deal with helping people market their business better, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. It all has to do with the overall strategy of doing whatever you can to position yourself in the best light possible. And someone wants to, you know, there's a term that people use all the time called thought leadership, and you want people to see you as that. You don't want a brand doesn't want a customer just to see them as hawking something at them, trying to get them to sell something all the time. But it's providing content, resources, information, and value to them, definitely.
Yeah, I love that. And again, it doesn't mean that you cannot do a soft sell, but, and I want to get your thought on this, is it's not coming out of the door saying, hey, buy my stuff. I mean, that's going to turn anybody off. I think one of the best things or analogies that I've heard is just pretend that you're a party. You just wouldn't walk into a party and say, hey, buy my stuff. People would leave you, you know, would run away. You have to give them good content. And you know, it's okay to, you know, to give content. Here's a little offer. Content. Hey, check out my, you know, this whatever video. So, what's your take on that? Is it okay to mix some content with some little offers here and there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, at the end of the day, everyone knows why someone is contacting them. They're not contacting them right to have it as friends. They're contacting them to get the sale, to eventually get them in the sales funnel. But I think too often, sometimes brands try to sell too soon to someone because everybody's at a different point in the sales cycle. There might be someone who's might not need your product or your service right now, so you shouldn't be hard selling to them at the beginning. You need to start providing them information so when it's time, the time has come for them to make a decision, you as a brand are in their consideration set of potential products or services they might inquire about. So the more you can provide this information and resources is more important to them. While someone obviously further along in the cycle might be ready to make a purchase tomorrow, they're looking for a promotion or a sale or a coupon or an offer, that is, it makes sense to do it then. So it's really important. I'm glad you brought that up because it's really important to know where in this sales cycle your different customers are in the pipeline because you don't want to do it at the wrong time because then they'll feel like you're not, you know, you don't know, you're not relevant to them at all.
Right. There's a disconnect. Jennifer, we're out of time, but I want to say thank you so much for stopping by. Jennifer Lobianco, co-owner and chief strategic officer at Eightfold Marketing. Love to have you back another time.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right. Guys, we're off and running. Great stuff there about you and your business, how to utilize your marketing, how to utilize social media. Start with a strategic plan in mind. We're going to take a quick commercial break.